Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
A Massachusetts lawmaker wants the state to send a message to Russia over its invasion of Ukraine by banning the purchase and or consumption of products made in Russia. He submitted legislation to do that, and it comes on the heels of New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu's order to pull Russian-made vodka off the shelves at state-run liquor stores and similar executive orders from governors in a few other states. State Representative Patrick Kearney is the bill's sponsor. He's a Democrat representing the 4th Plymouth District, including Scituate and Marshfield. Representative Kearney joins us now on the line. Representative, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much for having me.
So why'd you do it?
Well, as I said, thank you so much for having me on. I think this is really a historic moment for the United States, for the West, our NATO allies, and frankly, the entire world. Russia's invasion of the Ukraine is a clear violation of international law under Article 2 of the UN Charter. And as we've seen, President Zelensky and the people of the Ukraine are defending their democracy against a ruthless dictator, and they need our help. And I think what this bill does is three things. It cuts all economic ties with Russia here in the Commonwealth. It also signals to the U.S. federal government that we need to be doing more to support our Ukrainian friends. And it also signals to the world that the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts don't tolerate, support, or fund Russia and their attack on the democracy in the Ukraine.
So have you thought about and have you heard from anybody, a small business owner, for example, about the impact that the products piece of this could have on local businesses? We did some calling today to some businesses that sell a lot of Russian products, looking to have somebody come on. And at one point, one of our producers spoke with the daughter of the store owner. And when she heard about the legislation, she broke down in tears in stress over it. What about that piece of it?
Well, we understand the concerns of small business, and we understand the sentiments that they have. But there are 44 million people that are being attacked for no reason. There are bombs that are going into kindergarten classrooms. The people of the Ukraine are begging the world for help and support. Any dollar that is being spent in the Russian economy purchasing Russian energy, purchasing Russian goods, is supporting the Russian economy and therefore supporting the Russian war effort against the Ukraine. I think it's incumbent upon us at the local, state, and federal, and international, for that matter, levels to be doing what we can to say to the world and to the Ukraine that we don't support the Russian invasion and that we support the sovereignty of the Ukraine.
So, Representative Kearney, what are you hearing from other members of the legislature about this and from your own constituents?
There's a tremendous amount of support in the legislature. The bill was assigned to House Docket Number House Docket 4886 earlier today by the clerk's office. There are members that have already signed on to the bill. It's gaining traction and support. We've been doing radio and TV interviews today talking about how important it is to show support for the Ukraine. And as this comes on the heels also of other members of the legislature sending a bill to Treasurer Goldberg and Governor Baker asking them to divest our state pension from any Russian business and running Russian securities.
Any concern about running the risk of feeding into anti-Russian sentiment that could be dangerous for local community members?
No, this isn't anything that's targeted at an individual. This is economic sanctions that are targeted at a foreign economy that's ruled by a ruthless and violent dictator that is attacking, as I said, a free people and the sovereignty of a democracy in the Ukraine. And it's not anti-Russian on an individual basis, but it is a strong message to the Russian leadership and to the Russian economy that we are not going to tolerate their actions and that those actions have consequences.
So, and in a sentence, Representative Kearney, how would you know when it was time for the sanctions to be lifted, and how would that happen?
when the Russians leave the Ukraine and respect their sovereignty as a nation, you know, we look forward to discussing trade partnerships like we do with every other country in the world. But we can't be having those relationships, those partnerships, and be spending money in their economy while they're not doing what's right and violating clearly written international law.
All right. That is State Representative Patrick Kearney of the 4th Plymouth District, which includes Scituate and Marshfield. Representative, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that is our show for today, folks. Radio Boston is produced by Chris Siderick and Amanda Beland. We had help today from Sarah Leeson, Francisca Monahan, Jack Mitchell, and Matt Ledden. Marquise Neal is our technical director. Karen Schiffman is our interim executive producer. I'm Tiziana Deering. Great to have you with us today. Please do join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.